Hey folks, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, it is here in Southern California, and that means it's another hour of the Andy and Amanda Show, live from the United States and the UK. Hey, grab your vodka, your tequila, your beer, whatever it might be, and enjoy. It's the Andy and Amanda program. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really. You're so kind. Too kind. Thank you so much. Live, yes, we're here in the USA and the UK. Andy and Amanda. Another week. It's the Monday show. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Okay, you may be seated. Yes, I love a captive audience. Yes. Hello.
Are you there?
How are you doing?
We're fine. How about you?
I'm fine and dandy. We're actually, correction, we're not in the UK. We're in Mexico and in the United States for now.
Yeah.
And got to change that. It is Monday show. That part was correct. It is the Monday show.
It is. Yeah. Back on the new fresh week, huh?
Yeah.
How was your weekend? My weekend was rather good, actually. Yes. I went out and did some bits and ate out and had some beautiful time. And, it was, can't complain. Lots of smiles and margaritas. And
you were drinking pretty heavily.
Mm. Oh, crap. Who told? Yeah. How about yourself?
For me, I was drinking pretty heavily. No, I had a great day. I dedicated this weekend to watching here in L.A. to tuning in and watching the Philadelphia Phillies, my hometown, almost sweep the Los Angeles Dodgers here in L.A. And which was, when the Dodgers aren't playing the Phillies, of course, my hometown here in L.A. I'm a big Dodgers fan. But my hometown, my roots are in Philadelphia, so I'm really a diehard Philadelphia sports fan. So when they came out here to play the Dodgers, I was rooting for the Phillies all the way, and they lit up those bats. It was terrific. Then we went out. I went out last night to this great Italian restaurant, and you
poured yourself a mega pint of red wine.
A couple of them, actually. Yeah, I did. How'd you know?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
I recommend this
Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Celestino's in Pasadena. Incredibly good. Really,
wow.
really good. Places, for those of you, and I know we got California listeners, LA listeners, on Lake Avenue in Pasadena, Celestino's. And it is, even if you're driving from LA or down by the beachside or whatever, it's worth the trip. Got to come check this place out. Fabulous. Not price is moderate, not real expensive. Actually, for what you get, it's quite affordable, and good. Yeah. So we had a
good. Ooh la la! I love Italian food. Oh yes.
I had this lobster pasta crab thing.
Oh my!
It was incredibly
delicious.
It was good. It was a little pricey. I normally don't order things on the menu that are, six figures, but.
Wait, is that six figures of people delivering it to you, or are you actually paying six figures?
I got a
staff of six delivering my meal. Wonderful.
I'm a guitar playing radio host, you got to, kind of watch the budget, but it's not like I get off that, get out or off that often.
Oh, really?
I like that. You always said that.
Wow.
It's not like I get off that often. No, I like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, I just felt good to some people, right? That you don't get off very often.
What's on your mind? Well,
enough
said.
Oh, bless. Yeah. No, you've got to treat yourself, haven't you, every now and again? What's the point of living life so tight on the edge? I mean, granted, there are many people out there, I'm not saying you should go and throw around your money here, there, and everywhere, but There's moments, no matter how hard you work, no matter how little money you have, where you've got to treat yourself, no matter what level of treat that is to you, right? It's all relative.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
And you can't you can't live in scarcity. I mean, you want to keep a roof over your head, but you can't live in scarcity. It's only money, and that's all it is. And we somehow gave money this meaning, destructive meaning in a way, you know?
Yeah.
That we gave money. If you live out your passion, and you do what you want to do effectively, and
I agree.
Then the money will come.
You're breaking up a little, Mikey. I don't know if it's my
You're breaking up too. So let's see. I'm hearing you break up as well.
Oh no, Andy, we're breaking up. What's going on?
Oh no, no. No, I was going to tell you you're breaking up, but I wasn't quite sure if it was actually being broadcast that way or if it was just on my end. But you are little crackles and pops, right? Little like static. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the internet. You know, this is the internet. We could, we could.
Let's turn to the UK.
All right, we can. We're getting there. We're getting there. What's been going on in the homeland?
You know, I really don't know. I've not been caught up. But you know what? Let me have a little dive. Oh, I know it does. It really does. Because, you know, we've talked so often about how staying out in the news has been, like, refreshing. But now I'm dipping into the BP app now because, as we all know, that's the source I like to go to because they're pretty reliable. Have a look.
I know... It's a big headline in BBC News is that McDonald's is leaving Russia for good after 30 years. What are they going to do without a Big Mac?
Oh, my goodness. Really? Why are they leaving food then?
They had 850 closed their involvement in Ukraine, I would take it. They temporarily closed 850 outlets in March. 850 outlets, my God, in Russia.
Wow.
I wonder what a hamburger costs in rubles. I wonder how many rubles a hamburger costs. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Yes.
I just want the UK news. This is not very good at that. See. Johnson accepts Northern Ireland impasse down to Brexit deal. Boris Johnson has accepted that the political impasse in Northern Ireland is a direct consequence of the Brexit deal he signed up to. Blah, 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 blah. The Prime Minister insisted the Northern Ireland Protocol had a lot to be said for it, but that it needed to be fixed as it is currently imbalanced in the way it's interpreted. The Johnson was at Hillsborough Castle to encourage Northern Ireland's parties to reform institutions after the Assembly election. So far, the Democratic Unionist Party has upheld its support until the government takes decisive action on post-Brexit trade arrangements.
That's heavy hitting. Do you know what else? I'm reading on here about McDonald's that you can't even get Coke in Russia now. You can't even get a line of Coke.
Coca-Cola.
I'm sorry. No, I read that wrong. Yeah. No. I was going to say that country's really going down the tubes fast. You can't get a Big Mac. You can't get a line of Coke. You can't do nut country no more.
Wow.
No, but Coca-Cola and McDonald's out of Russia. What are they
going to
do? Man. And you heard about Finland wanting to join NATO, right? Because Finland's bordering Russia, and now they want to. They're always been a neutral leaning country, and they want to join NATO now as well. They're going to file an application to join NATO.
Right.
Because they simply don't trust Putin. Putin has assured Finland, look, we're not invading you. We have no interest in going to Finland. We have no, but Finland's not buying it. Finland is not buying the lie. The supposed lie. Well, I don't know if it's a lie or not. Who knows? We don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just excuse the sound as I pour this ice into my cup.
What are you drinking?
There you go. Ooh, only water, darling, unfortunately. I am so dehydrated today. The temperature's soaring today. It was 101, and we got 107 later in the week. What was I going to say? You've heard about the Eurovision Song Contest that Europe has every year, right?
The who?
I guess not. Okay. Every year, it's been going on for, I don't know, 60s, maybe 70s. Europe come together, like each country has performed together in one location to see in a contest which country is going to win, and then whoever wins, whichever country wins with their song, the Eurovision Song Contest is then held in that country. And so sometimes multiple countries don't get a chance. They never reach like the top three or top five. And sometimes one country can win so many times for so many years, you know, that they've held the event there multiple times. Well, I managed to capture it. I think it was Saturday they had it on. And since kid, you know, my family and I would watch the Eurovision Song Contest. And what happens is, so you've got all these countries performing a song that was chosen by their country and the public in their country to be the song that represents them. And after hearing all these performances, there's some time, you know, where everybody's going away and taking phone calls from the public. So, for example, when it's UK's time to vote for their favourite song, you're not allowed to vote for your own country. You have to choose one of the other countries, okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, you know, this is how it works. And so you have a public vote and you have the vote from the judges, a panel of judges. So I managed to capture it Saturday. A lot of fun. I caught the video. I was like, oh my God, it's on. I've missed it.
Wow.
And the UK, I'm sad to say, hadn't been top five for years because if you go to the UK or Europe, a lot of people will say it's all political voting because depending on what country has done what to somebody else, you know, you guarantee the public within, for example, France, if they've had an issue with the UK, will not vote for the UK, no matter how good the song is, because they hold that beef against you for political reasons, okay? So quite often politics plays quite a big part. So quite often the UK audience will go, it's all political. Nobody's going to, you know, vote for us because of this, because our Prime Minister's done this, and blah, 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 we've been involved in a war or whatever it is. But, however, the UK came second this year, and they had a bloody cracking good song called Spaceman by a guy called Sam Ryder. And guess who was number one, Andy? Guess who? Which country?
USA.
I wish. No, actually, I
Oh, Mexico, Mexico,
that.
Mexico, Mexico.
No.
Cucaracha.
Unfortunately, America's not part of Europe, so they don't get to be in the competition.
I know. So let me think. Ukraine.
Guess.
Had to be Ukraine.
Yes. Ukraine won it this year.
Had to be Ukraine. Had to be.
Of course.
Had to be.
Yeah. So, you know, I was sat there. I was like, you know, in their song, no disrespect to the Ukrainians. It was quite unique. It was kind of like a rap, hip-hop track. And you couldn't understand it because it was in their language. Often they have the subtitles up, and quite normally most of the majority of countries sing in English anyway, because English is obviously the most spoken second language in most countries. And I couldn't understand it, so I was quite disappointed that I couldn't understand even what they were saying. The song wasn't as good or catchy as Spaceman by Sam Ryder. I was so impressed. Yeah, so, you know, congrats to Ukraine. They deserve a little bit of happiness to take that pride into their country. And, so the Eurovision is going to be held in their country next year.
In Ukraine?
Yes.
Oh, is that fabulous? That is fantastic. That is
I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow, great.
We nearly got there.
Man.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is. Wow. Good for them. You got to hand it to Ukraine. You know, you got to, you know, they've just, there's, and also, of course, to all the help, the assistance that they're getting from the same civilizations around the world. That are, you know, pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into munitions to help them. You know, doing what they're doing, they couldn't do it without this help. But it's so great that the whole world is in on this. We can't step in, but we sure are providing along with Britain and France and Canada.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of stepping up to the plate and providing what they can. It's great to see. This ain't going to go away anytime soon, I'm afraid.
No.
You know, and they can't give in. They can't, you know, even talk about, well, why don't we give Putin a piece of Ukraine, you know, give him a piece of land, you know, and you can't do that because invitation for anybody, any dictator to attempt to take over the country. And it kind of gives the nod, you can do that because they'll give you some land.
Yeah.
So they can't do that. You know, they have to just – the casualties are going to have to mount to the point. And the finances. Of course, money is what it comes down to, no matter how you slice it or dice it.
Yeah,
but it's going to have to come to a point where they just can't do this anymore. And I think the lack of the availability of Big Macs is going to have in large part, maybe bring this thing to an end. You know, you got to draw a line somewhere. So there's no more Ronald McDonald. You know what I'm saying?
It's a sad day when McDonald's pulls out of your country.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, yeah, it's going to be, yeah.
Because even I enjoy a Big Mac. I mean, come on. Oh, no, that's going to hit them profit-wise. Because you said they've got like 800, is it 800 you said? Restaurants?
850 restaurants in Russia, yeah.
Good
Isn't that something?
Lord.
Isn't that something?
Well, that's quite a decision, isn't it? I mean, to come away with that and say, we're going to, you know, withdraw 850 restaurants.
Yeah, I remember when they opened up there, it was early 90s or late, I think like 1990-ish or something right in there, when they first opened and they cut the ribbon on the first McDonald's in Russia, which was a big hoot at the time. And that's when the Soviet Union was collapsing and there was a point in time where people thought that even Russia would join NATO. I mean that we were just all going to hold, the world was going to hold hands in a way, strategically.
Yeah.
The nuclear powers. I remember that in the 90s. And who's the guy with the big purple mark on his, the big stain, ink stain on his head? Brezhnikov, wasn't that Brezhnikov?
I know exactly who you're talking about. I never pronounced the guy's name.
Brezhnikov. No, he was a ballet dancer, right? Or was he the leader? Maybe he was a ballet dancer and a leader. No. Brezhnev. Yeah, Brezhnikov was a ballet dancer. I'm thinking here. It was Brezhnev with the purple thing. Like he had the ink stain on his head.
Yeah.
Like he never watched.
I've even seen a G or an R for some reason. I don't know why.
Gorbachev. That's who it was. Gorbachev.
There we go. It's a G. Gorbachev.
Yeah.
All right.
We have. Hold on a minute here. We got a caller coming in. Hold on. And is this? Hello there.
Uh-oh. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
What's up, Andy and Amanda? It's great to be on the Andy and Amanda show.
It's good to have you, my darling. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. I feel great. I feel inspired. I feel like, good. Things are happening for us. Our show is doing real great, and I'm very proud of us.
Aww, I'm proud of us.
Yes. Yes.
Say it with me.
Well, we also have
92, so it was in 1992.
There we go.
It was when Russia was going like almost, you know, to be like the rest of us, like.
Yeah.
Hi,
Cornell.
Hey,
Colin.
I produced a TV show with some friends of mine, and it was all over the world. It was the first satellite broadcast called Space Bridge 92.
Whoa!
Very good.
And I get all kinds of police special police badges and submarine commander badges and everything that I got from Gorbachev.
Oh, my God. It is Gorbachev.
Wow.
So who's Brezhnev?
It is.
Huh? Who's Brezhnikov? Who's Brezhnikov?
Brezhnikov is a ballet dancer.
He was not the leader of Russia then. He was not the leader of Russia.
No.
No. Maybe the leader of the Russian ballet.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a mo on his shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not the, what do you call him, the ink stained guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely Gorbachev.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was the last, he wasn't the last leader, though. There was another guy in between.
Brezhnev, right?
No, Brezhnev is like, you're going back to Kennedy, dude.
Oh.
I should have remembered the guy's name, but I can't remember.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm old. What's your excuse?
Just hope my little thing.
How is everybody? Okay?
Much.
Everybody doing good?
Yeah.
Everybody. Kevin, how's everything?
I'm just kind of a little slump. But I'm okay.
Oh.
That's good to hear.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It'll get better.
I was just a little depressed through the last week, but I'm okay now.
Oh,
that's good.
Darling.
On the good news.
Yeah.
The real good news is that stuff that the otolaryngologist gave me for my voice, it's definitely working.
Oh, wonderful.
So I would say that for 4 days in a row singing for at least an hour a day, I'm about 90 to 95% of my old voice.
Mm.
So that is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great news. That's great news.
I twinge a rasp that I didn't previously have. That's why I'm accounting for the 5 or 10%, but it doesn't sound bad. It just sounds different.
No.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it's working, man. I'm glad it's working.
Yeah. I wish the hell that they'd put it over here and make it a prescription drug so you could, or at least where you could get it for the same price. It's a Gaviscon product, but you can't buy it in America yet. And because of that, it's expensive in America.
Huh.
Because
you have to send for it, and it ends up costing, like, for a little tiny bottle, ends up, like, $48 or something.
Mm.
Man.
So, yeah, and you go through it rather quickly, so that's kind of a nuisance. But I'm hoping that they'll end up releasing it here, and you can get it like you do every other bottle of Gaviscon or whatever at the market.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Wow.
I have no idea why they're not releasing it. It's like a seaweed product. It's not like, you're going to die from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't want that
crazy. Wow, it's hot today, huh?
Yes. It's hot.
Same.
And
the humidity
same
is up
yesterday.
Here.
I mean, I live right in front of the ocean and I'm hot.
Yeah, the humidity is up, too. Humidity is up.
Yeah, it's
oh,
humid.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it didn't used to be. When I moved to California, it wasn't humid. It is now.
It is now, yeah. It kind of reminds me
of
being an East Coast dude. It kind of reminds me of the Jersey Shore a little bit during the summertime.
Yeah,
that kind
it's not as bad. I don't think it's quite as bad as New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, but it's getting that way, yeah.
It's getting that way. I remember a couple summers ago, we had this incredibly horrible, humid summer in the middle of July. It was the summer before last, I think it was. Was it one before that? I forget. But I just remember being here and thinking to myself, man, this is very – not as bad as East Coast. I mean, not as bad as East Coast. But it's, headed that direction a couple, it was pretty miserable. This just reminds me of kind of being near the ocean in like Atlantic City, New Jersey, kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
I was
back east playing a mobster in New York And the character that he wore always a what's the material the kind of expensive Sorry. Material that, like a trench coat, but it was made out of cashmere. And
Whoa. And
I had to wear it in New York, and it was like really humid. I was dying.
Oh my gosh.
Plus, I'm smoking. I had to smoke cigars, which I don't smoke, so it was like it was definitely putting a lot into a character that, yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Wow.
But
I love
guys,
smoking a cigar. Yes.
It's 85 degrees over here. So
I think it's like more than that here.
Yeah.
It's very.
It was 101 here today, and it's. Dropped
Whoa.
Five. Yeah.
Wow. What part of Mexico are you in, Amanda?
Monterrey, my darling.
Ah, okay. Well, that would be warmer than... Yeah. Wow.
Yes. So, I've been trying to stay cool all day. I literally had to jump in and have a cold, ice cold shower before I got on the show because I was just overheating like
definitely
crazy.
It's definitely not merry old England, is it?
No. No, I mean I say it often on the show, but it's a blessing. I am very blessed in the year, even though it is hot. I'm not used to being in this heat for length of time.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody.
No.
So that was quite an interesting bit at the opening of the show when you were talking about Russia and Ukraine and I'm sure, and that the Eurovision contest, which I'm quite aware of, but it's amazing that they're actually thinking about having it in Ukraine. They may not be able to.
Unbelievable.
I mean, if
absolutely.
I mean, they're still
amazing.
Like they are now. Who's going to go there?
Well, exactly. That's the thing. When I saw they won it, my first thought was, okay, so it's going to be held in Ukraine. How is this going to be possible? Wars don't just resolve themselves overnight. And I know it's still a whole year to go, but still, this could be quite a lengthy
process.
Yeah,
we've got to hope and pray that there's no war going on in a year.
Yeah.
Oh, there can't be.
There won't be much left of
Ukraine.
Yeah.
No way to sustain it. That can't happen. Yeah,
but that's a wonderful show. You know, it's really, really funny because as you were talking about that, I had completely forgotten about it, and I wish that I hadn't because I probably could have entered.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
I probably could have entered Eurovision because I'm an Irish citizen, right? And
yes,
of
course. Yeah.
Yeah, and entered like one of the songs either. Probably Down Home Georgia wouldn't be a great song for Europe so much as here, but the second song, if we were finished with it would have been great, you know?
Oh, you should really try and do one for the Eurovision, because that would be
good. I would love to do that, but it's... I honestly believe, like, if For You were finished and we had put it in, we probably could have won easily
that's
song.
That's a great song.
It is.
It really is. And you're doing such a bang up job of putting it together with me. I appreciate that so much. Yeah.
I hear.
What is that?
No, that's not Chet. Who's that? Is that you? Is that you, Kevin?
Yeah, it was me. It was me.
Can you play us a song?
In the beginning of For You.
can you play us a song? We hear you fine. We hear the guitar. We hear you. Can you play a song for us?
That's the beginning of For You.
All right.
If you want, I can try.
Try to do it. Let's listen in, folks.
Come on, Cam.
I love you more than I have ever loved before. Oh, we'll ever love again. From the beginning and forevermore. I will love you till the end. You, I have waited all my life. This chance may never come again. You are the answer to my dreams. And I will love you till the end. For every kindred eye I have caught within a crowd, your eyes reached out and called my name. And if my words could only get to you, I know my love can do the same. You, I have waited all my life. This chance may never come again. You are the answer to my dream, and I will love you till the end. You. I have waited all my life. Hey, Ron.
Woo! Yeah!
Hey, Kevin. Oh, thank you very much.
Kevin, I got a request. I have a request.
What?
Could you do Down Home Georgia?
No, live? No, I can't. That would be tough.
That would be tough.
I mean, it's too hard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know which of my guitars to pick up for that.
That sounded great, Kevin. That sounded great.
When you played that, I was having trigger finger and I couldn't play, so I don't.
How about if I do a beatbox? Yeah.
Have you heard that guy? I think I've played it for you, Andy. That guy in from Georgia that has the beautiful voice, Austin.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I was watching a thing with his band last night, and watching all these people reacting to. They're doing the song from "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou." The hit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, a man of constant sorrow.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and it's like they've got a harmonica, they've got a Jewish harp, they've got, you know, all these different sounds in there, and it's and the drum and the bass and all that, and it's one guy's mouth. There's nobody playing anything. And I defy if you didn't look at them and know that, I would defy anybody to tell me that wasn't real music.
Mm.
Wow.
So, pretty incredible.
So he's like a beatbox and then a lot more. And then, of course, the singers are just amazing. And Austin Brown has got probably one of the best voices I've ever heard.
He's incredible. Austin Brown, folks.
Yeah,
check him out on YouTube. Austin Brown, incredible.
He's now trying to go solo. He had a career with them. They did world tours, I guess, and were quite popular. Home Free was the name of the group. And he's now bought a house in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
And he's trying to make a solo career.
Austin Brown.
So when I go back, I'm going to try to talk him into doing some background vocals for me.
That's terrific. Hey, you know what? Since we couldn't do Down Home Georgia live, obviously, I have it all queued up here. Why don't we take a listen to it, to Kevin Michael's tune, Down Home Georgia, here on the Andy DeMandio Block Talk Radio.
City life is hard for a guitar-picking man. Yeah, I'll be
I think Cornell just digs that song because of the choo-choo at the end.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Japanese are involved here.
No, I don't know.
Oh, man. Thank you for playing that. You played it the other week. I mean, like last week, didn't you? Or...
We did. We did play last week. We absolutely did.
I was watching my YouTube, some stuff on YouTube last night on TV, and I saw an Andy and Amanda show, and it was talking about thunderstorms and Mexican food, and it said "Down Home Georgia" by Kevin Michaels. So I listened to
it. We enjoy it.
But that was nice.
Fans love it. We enjoy it. It's a great song. Of course, it landed number one. Charts and the indie charts for 3 weeks, which is, you know, almost impossible to do. And that
well,
song
I'm,
is
I'm
flying.
I'm positive that for you will be bigger.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think it's got more, I think it's going to go AOR too. I think it's going to go adult contemporary as well as country. You know, I think
it's
got more reach.
It crosses the border more, yeah.
I think it also does.
Because so many people have used it for weddings and anniversaries and even a couple of proms, I almost can see that song becoming like a standard.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's the kind of thing, you know, it's not like I haven't heard it 300 times. And I wake up in the morning, guess what's in my head? For you. And I can never get the words. I'm like, for every kindred, and I'm you know, I hear the song, but I'm just kind of listening to the mix and to the flow of the song, and you know, you think I would know the words.
You've been listening to it forever. You think you'd be sick of it already, but
you think it will not leave my head. I guess for all the right reasons, and that's a good thing. If I'm sitting here listening to the
song,
yeah.
I mean, I had a guy that was living here that I had to put out because he was kind of not a nice guy, And while I was watching from a distance, because we have one of those cameras in the house where you can see what's going on even when you're not there, and I was at Phil's house, and I was watching back as he was packing up his stuff to go, and he was singing Down Home Georgia, and I know he wasn't doing it because he liked me.
Wow.
So the song must be catchy, I guess. I just started a new song. It's the first one that I feel like I'm going to complete. I haven't written anything in a long time, and I started writing a new song that I think is quite pretty. It's one of those things that my heart, I was thinking about Alexander Frost, who lived here previously, and was like a son to me, and who unfortunately died at 22 years old. And and he was from San Antonio, Texas. In fact, his family owns the biggest chain of banks in Texas called Frost Bank.
Oh, wow.
He's the guy who really talked me into making music again. I was done for years.
Really?
And so I looked at him after he died. I just kept saying Alex was the angel that gave me my voice back and my music back. And I started thinking about that the other day, and I was picking up my guitar and I started to write this song that had that line in it, and it ends up that the song, which is not yet finished, is called The Road to San Antone.
You got to come on over and play it. You got to get over here. We got to get in the studio and do it to it. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, well, I gotta finish it first. But
do it.
Yeah,
man.
Do you remember coming on over with Trevor, and you started playing this guitar, and I said, we got to record that. I just plugged the mic in, and you just, you know, it was in informal, obviously. But you played this killer song. We just recorded it just to have it.
But my cousin wrote that song.
Yeah, what's it called? What was that song called? I still have it.
My cousin actually wrote for you with me. We wrote that for both our mothers, who were sisters. I had a double wedding and got married on the same day. So so we sang, we wrote for you for their anniversary, their 25th anniversary when we were kids.
Wow.
And it became both favorite songs. And then he wrote a song that he thinks is, he feels it's immature nowadays, but I don't. So, and obviously you don't, because it sticks.
No, it was great. What was the name of the song? I mean, I have it here, but
it's called "And Now I Leave You."
That's right. I've seen it on the listings here. Yeah. That's a good song, man. That is a good
song.
You're a very, very talented songwriter, and great to have you.
Well, I didn't write that one to be.
Yeah.
My cousin
did.
But,
Okay.
But we have similar style of writing, I think, which is why we wrote so good together. We've only written together twice. But both the other song would be more. It was from a rock opera that I wrote when I was a kid, and I needed one more song, and he helped me with it. Because there were 30 some odd songs that I had written for it. It sounds like kind of corny when I tell you what it's called, but when you hear it, most people really like the music. It was called Dracula, Prince of Darkness.
Ooh.
And it tells the whole Dracula story in music.
I have been expecting you.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, it's a love story. The original Dracula story by Bram Stoker is a love story, and the story that I wrote was actually a love story as well, although it has a few scary moments in it. But there were no spoken words; it was all sang, and also all music.
Wow!
A rock opera, and I wrote it when I was quite young. I think about 16. Paramount Pictures almost did a movie about it, but then the King Kong ape that they were doing with Jeff Bridges and Jessica kept falling apart and breaking, and they kept throwing money at that, and that was the end of that. So.
Oh, no.
I have to go out, and I will not be back until after sundown tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Good evening. I will get you before you come back.
Yeah, right. One, two, three. Ha, 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 ha. What's
that, guys? Who was that?
Remember to count. One, two, three.
What? That all came after. I'm old enough that I don't remember that from the other side. I mean,
remember,
Sesame Street came after me. But I do remember something about hearing about the count. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been waiting for this song all day.
I was friends with Marty Landau. That's as close as you can get to Bela Lugosi, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar for playing him, so yeah.
Pretty good. Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah. Man, that's a great guy. Wow. Unfortunately, no longer with us.
Sad.
Very sad news.
Yeah, man. That song, though, I agree with you, and I want to put that on the album.
Good. You got my vote. Excellent.
Thanks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't have to do it as a. I can play that on the higher pitch guitar right now, which I couldn't do before, but. So that would be good.
Yeah.
Was it the day Trevor came over I sang that?
Yep. We plugged in a mic and we just turned it on and you went for it. Yeah, it was great. Really good.
He wasn't there yet.
He wasn't that great, but the song was. Yeah.
He wasn't there yet, I don't think.
I don't remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
remember. Yeah, because Trevor would see none of that. He would have none of that.
Oh
my God! They want me to play at the place they're opening in Hawaii for 2 months. Like,
wow!
I think that's like way too long, especially for the. I hate to sound like it's all about money because it's not, but But, you know, it's like, I mean, I do it for free as for a friend, but for 2 months?
Nah,
I mean, as it is, I'm having a really hard time with this company, The Orchard. I told you about them last time, I think.
Yeah.
They're related to Sony Music, and they showed interest in my music, but I can't haven't been able to get in touch with them again.
Jeez.
Really?
So, oh, wow.
There's no answer at their phone number. You have to leave a message, and you send text messages to them, and they don't respond. It's like, I don't know if they're, like, just shut down for the pandemic or what the hell is going on, but...
It might be. This pandemic has gotten nuts, so. I mean, of course, my Sue is just getting over it now after a long, really bad...
How is she?
Yeah, she's I'd say 70% getting there, you know. It's been a long, long, long battle. And she's, you know, just doesn't feel the same as she did. Even though a lot of the major symptoms have kind of eased up, she's doesn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, she just, is this was, you know, just doesn't see an end to it. But I told her, I had it in January, you know, I had it. And it does feel like there's no light, even though I didn't have it as bad as she. I didn't have it near, she had probably the most worst case I've ever seen anybody or heard of anybody have.
I hope it's not long COVID.
No, I don't. I hope not. But she kind of feels like, you know, it's not been great. And I've known her 33 years. I've never seen her so sick. I mean, it was really bad.
Wow.
Didn't require doctors or hospitals or anything. So it was more like a really, really bad flu, cold. You know, just you know, she couldn't sip anything. She couldn't swallow anything. You know, little sips. You know, her throat was all swollen. She couldn't talk at all. We had to use sign language. She couldn't talk to me.
Oh my goodness.
It was really bad. It was really, really.
Did she lose taste?
No, she didn't lose taste. No.
Did you when you had it?
No. But I had it we were doing the show. I remember getting on there singing about it. I got on the show. I got the COVID. I remember the song I was singing. But,
it was like
I had probably one afternoon and one night of feeling crappy. And it was just like, and out of 12 days of being quarantined, I had one night of just not just. I've had much worse colds.
I mean, I think I had it before I knew that there was COVID.
Mm.
Before anybody knew that there was COVID, I had it because I had the antibodies, and then I had it after Nashville. The douche producer didn't tell us that he had COVID when he knew he did.
Unbelievable. The more I hear about
this.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know. And so I got it, but it was like nothing for me. And I mean, you say you've had worse colds. I've just had a real cold that wasn't COVID, and it was considerably worse than...
At the today, and on the way out, you know, I'm walking in on the way out I'm assuming a husband and wife, you know, kind of an elderly couple, and arm in arm walking in, and I heard the wife telling the husband, oh, and Katie has COVID, and Marvin has COVID, and Sue has COVID. I'm like, oh my God. Mm. And you know, it's funny, this, you're not really hearing, I mean, there's, it's like, it's everywhere now. There's so many people.
I know.
But you're not really hearing about it outside of it. We finally hit that horrible number of 1 million people dying in the United States of COVID. We hit the million mark last week, and Biden ordered all the flags at the half mast till sunset today.
The amount of people that die. I mean, how many died in the world? It's got to be millions. I mean.
It's 15 million or something somewhere. It's incredible. You know, we heard this during the political campaigns, blah, blah, blah. Trump, just speaking about the United States, Trump was aware of this, of the potential magnitude of this virus.
Yeah, before we even knew about it.
Way before. And then during the interview, remember the interview when he says to Bob Woodward.
It was fake, and the Democrats trying to use it against him.
And then And we played a lot of cuts on the show of the Bob Woodward interview, where you hear Trump saying, "This is going to be a bad one, Bob. It's airborne. This is going to be a bad one." And this is February 8th. And why he didn't get at his desk or get at the podium at the White House, get on TV, and do something about it back then, hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved.
Well, I'll tell you something else, though, man. And I don't, you know, too much freedom sucks. And I'll tell you why. Because when we were kids, at least when I was a kid, you had to take vaccines.
Yeah.
There was no question about it. It's like when the polio vaccine came out, we had to line up, everybody in the school, go and get this cup full of shit that we drank. Everybody had to take it. And I don't care. I know it sounds kind of harsh and everything, but if I were the guy in charge, I would have made it mandatory and had the National Guard involved in it to force people to take it, whether they want it or not.
And we should go into lockdown.
It's not going to end ever, I don't believe.
No.
I think it's here to stay for good.
I think it is.
You know, hopefully we will all become immune at some point. And, you know, I mean, I can't have any more vaccinations. I can't risk that after the episode that I had.
I decided, even though they came up with a second booster, I had the Modelo vaccine.
What's it? That's a bear.
Moderna. That's one I had. I had that one. But I had a booster, too, and several weeks after the boosters when I got COVID. But right now, I'm testing negative. I test pretty often because I have to. I'm in close quarters here. But I'm negative. I am negative all the way. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a fortress right now. I had COVID. I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I don't wear a mask. I'm not getting another booster. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I had a as you know, I don't know everybody, but it, certainly you know, Andy, that I had a kind of a, not a mini stroke, but a mild stroke that affected my speech for months.
Yep.
And there was some doctors and whatnot even that believed that might have been a reaction to the vaccine. So I have not. Even though I didn't get any reactions immediately, like I didn't feel anything like people did, you know, that happened. I'm not wanting to have strokes, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Maybe
totally unrelated, but But what if it's not? You know.
Just because I noticed
now, because a kid that I've managed, and I do that for certain people in the acting business, and there's a kid that I manage who the agency just sent out to me. They let me know whenever he's up for a role. And I see one of the big companies he's up for a role on, and it says you have to be fully vaccinated, and this includes all the boosters. Which means I right now couldn't get a job in Hollywood as an actor, probably. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of not fair either, because it's like,
no,
does that mean I have to have a stroke again in order to get a job?
That's ridiculous, isn't it? And you had COVID. You are vaxxed, just not boosted, right?
Well, that's the other side of it. I've had COVID twice.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Once when I didn't know about it, and once when I did, and I've been double vaccinated. So I mean, that should be enough. I think. I was perfectly willing to take more until that happened to me, to be honest. And we're not sure that that's what caused it, but what if it was?
Right.
Well, that's a possibility, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, my daughter is an epidemiologist, and she's very pro vaccine, but she was also very pro that I didn't take anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Just on the outside chance that that's what it is.
Yeah.
What's it like in Monterey regarding COVID? What's going on down there?
Well, in all honesty, I don't know what the rates of COVID are. People here are still wearing masks. So
yeah,
I'm not hearing, I'm not hearing about COVID at all from anyone in Mexico. And I know they were behind a majority of countries with vaccinations and the rates that they were given out. But the COVID hasn't been as bad in Mexico as it has in most countries. But like I said, you can't get on a public transport, you know, like a bus, without having a mask on. It's required in stores, and you still have to go in, take your temperature, and use hand sanitizer to enter a store.
So,
I have no problem with doing that, because at the end of the day, it's still going to keep me in a place of hopefully not having it. I mean, I don't doubt at some point that's going to happen, because it's a common thing now.
Yeah.
It's going to be common for many years. But in the meantime, I'm kind of semi-protected from it. I've had vaccinations, obviously. But, I mean, that's the situation here in Mexico. So I don't know if it's all of Mexico that is like that, but definitely here in Monterrey, they're still all wearing the masks and such.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The only thing I really do...
So how long are you there for, Amanda?
I'm here until July 12th, sweetheart.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long holiday.
Yeah.
Get all the tequila shots in that you can before you go back.
You want to get rid of COVID, just drink some blackjack. You'll be all right.
Mezcal will kill it. Especially if you eat the warm one.
Do you
remember when
they
used to say that if you ate the worm in a bottle of mezcal, it was like mescaline and you'd get high?
Oh, really? I've not heard that.
That's a rumor. I remember years back. I tried that many times. I never found that I got anything more than the drunk that I was already.
Except I'm
trying right now. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I loved it. I used to love going down to Mexico, though.
Oh. You know, I've had a lot of people say to me, well, you're in Mexico. I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, my God, I've never been. I want to go. It's like, oh, bless them. It's my first time here.
Cool place.
Yeah.
Some of our show intros, which are in the can, they go live from the UK and, you know, Hollywood and UK, joining UK, United States. And we get on and say, not quite.
I don't understand why you have to have a passport to go into Mexico, but not into Canada.
You do now to Canada.
Oh, when did that start?
A couple years ago, actually. A few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yep, you do now. You need the passport to go to Canada. Yeah.
I thought American citizens didn't need to do that, but
yeah, it didn't. You used to just need a driver's license, not anymore. No,
it's the same with Mexico.
Yeah.
If you're American, you could just drive into Mexico before, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys ever been to Ensenada, Mexico?
Yeah.
What's that like? I heard Ensenada's amazing.
Ensenada's nice. I used to go to Rosarito all the time. That was kind of fun. I got arrested there last
time. Oh, no. In Mexico?
That wasn't kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, they get some interesting... most of their scams are... this stuff like that are scams for money, because they want you to come down there and party and all that. You know, and then... like, I was hanging with this one guy. His name was Hyman, I think. And it's spelled like Yaman, you know, like if you're a Jamaican or something. But I guess it's pronounced Hyman or something. So anyways, I was hanging out with this guy, and we were drinking a bunch and walking down the street. And then it turns out he's a cop, right? And, like, he arrests me for going in public with alcohol while he's doing the same thing. So it's a total scam, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And luckily, like me, like an idiot, I ran
Oh my God.
And I had like police cars and motorcycles and everything, guys on horseback chasing me down the beach, which they eventually caught me, which wasn't a great idea to do that because I probably could have been stuck there forever. And I ended up in this like this cell with dirt on the ground. And I had $20 in my sock, and I found the $20, and when everybody left, except the nighttime guy, I gave the nighttime jailer $20, and he let me go.
Oh, my God.
And I went back to California.
Wow.
Only on the Andy and Amanda show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was a long time ago, too. I haven't drank in 34 years, so.
Wow.
Good. Woo.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's quite an achievement, isn't it? I mean,
I've known
people with, you know, the struggle and, you know,
congrats. 34 and a half, actually. Yeah, that's a huge, that is a huge achievement, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something to be so proud of.
I see people that
I'm proud
can't. Yeah,
I
man.
No.
Like 24 hours or what? 24 minutes. No.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Wow.
No, I that was fun for me. I mean, that's something that was like breathing.
Yeah.
I just haven't. You know, I really nowadays love to utilize my own. Sobriety to help younger people who have those addiction problems and stuff like that.
That's wonderful.
And that's a high for me, helping them out. So
And
so far I got 8 out of 10 that have over 3 or 4 years or something like that. So that's
fantastic. Wow.
Fantastic.
That's great. Absolutely great,
okay.
Kevin.
How you
I mean, I know that it says it. What?
How you going to help Andy?
Oh, no, I know it says in the 12 traditions or something, says you're not supposed to talk on radio, television, or movies about it. But I'm sorry. I think that's the one point I disagree on, because if people in the business, people that are in the public eye, talk about that stuff, and, you know, some kids look up to them and stuff like that, I think they might be more inclined to get their life together. And
yeah.
So to me, it's important to do that. And
I agree with that, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, they see enough in movies and hear enough on the radio, whatever, wherever, to feel inspired to drink or do drugs, whatever it is, anyway. So, you know, why talking about your experience and, you know, the strength it took to overcome it and how proud you are for going that long?
Well, I think at the time when it started, it made sense. It just doesn't make sense anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like a lot of things. When time goes by, sometimes stuff doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean what it did.
No.
And I think that's just the, you know, that. The AA program is almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
So, 90 something years old. And, you know, back then it probably made sense that you shouldn't talk about it on television or whatnot. Because, I suppose if somebody, you know, if some actor or actress or, you know, musician or whatever talked about it and then they failed, you know, then maybe everybody would think it doesn't work. But, you know, now that millions of people have been and their families have been blessed with recovery, I think it doesn't have the same meaning anymore.
No.
Yeah,
it's very true.
We have to, the lights are blinking here. We got to wrap this show up, man. It's a quick
man.
We went over.
Can we get a song on the way out?
We're going to hear. Can you play us a song? That would be wonderful.
I will. If you want me to.
Yes, we do.
All right, here we go.
What's this one called? This is called what?
And Now I Leave You.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's stand for this one, I think. Hopefully.
as I left one early morning, just as dawn had come. I kissed you lightly, not to break your sleep. Picked up my bags and slowly walked softly towards the door. I turned around to see your face just once more.
I know it. It sounded great. Really good. Yeah, man.
Well, it's about 90% at least.
Yeah, sounded good, man. Thank you much. Thanks for joining us again and for the music. And
yeah,
the music
always,
great.
Man. Love it.
And,
thanks for letting me sing those songs.
And Cornell, we'll see you again soon. And Amanda, get us out of here.
Okay, I will do that. And then maybe wave my magic wand. Okay.
Get
us
out of here.
All right.
Wait, I think
Julia Kyle presents. Yes, oh, I am. Right,
wait.
Let me tell you.
Next time. Yeah.
Go, so, go ahead. Yeah. Can anyone?
Yes.
Alabama.
We're still waiting for her guests. What she's got? You want now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep every week. She threatens to bring her guests on, but they never show up. But let's on Wednesday.
Oh,
she's promising. She's saying,
"I had some for you one time, and you guys, you got Cornell gave me the wrong time."
Oh, we have. We're going to bring on Wednesday. We have
the Chicken Sisters.
Yeah.
The
Chicken Sisters.
Yes,
me.
They're
going
to bring fried chicken onto the show, and we're going to eat it.
Kevin, they're going to be your backup singers.
Yeah, who are your backup singers.
Oh, yeah, Alexander. Well,
Fryler,
he's back east
Miss
now.
Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and old Madam Hen.
I'll there be you. Playing on the drums with the drumsticks.
That was Julia's child, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought so. Good Lord.
Jeez. Only on the Andy and Amanda show. Yeah. I'm sorry, Amanda. We rudely interrupted you. You're working so diligently on your exit.
Oh, my patience.
On your
Okay. Yes. I'll get a say of you. So, on behalf of my wonderful, amazing co-host Andy Gimbel, myself, Amanda Love, our wonderful, amazing coordinator and just epicness behind the show, that is the Andy and Amanda Show, Cornell Butler, and our amazing guest, Kevin Michael. Thank you for joining us, darling. We love you.
Hello, thank you. I love it.
Thank you. More
thank
and more
you,
me man. To those listeners, those who support us, promote us, and, you know, give us all the good vibes. We love you. Stick with us. have a lot of fun, and we'll catch you again on Wednesday's show. So take care,
yes,
and keep smiling.
And also real quick, our numbers, as Cornell pointed out to me earlier today, are spiking upward, and we appreciate it. And a little present to everybody. This is for Amanda, too. Let's leave today's show with none other than James Taylor doing Mexico live here on the Andy Mendez Show. We'll see everybody Wednesday.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Great song.
We'll see everybody Wednesday.
Adios.
Bye.
Got the eyes on.